Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grammer. 12. Not in any wise would the Earl's defence suffer that slaughterous stranger to live, useless deeming his days and years to men on earth. Now many an Earl of Beowulf brandished blade ancestral fain the life of their lord to shield their praised prince, if power were theirs. Never they knew, as they neared the foe, hardy-hearted heroes of war, aiming their swords on every side the accursed to kill, no keenest blade, no fairest of falchions, fashioned on earth could harm or hurt that hideous fiend. He was safe by his spells from sword of battle, from edge of iron. Yet his end and parting on that same day of this our life woeful should be, and his wandering soul far off flit to the fiend's domain. Soon he found, who in former days harmful in heart and hated of God on many a man such murder wrought, that the frame of his body failed him now. For him, the keen-souled kinsman of Hygelac held in hand, hateful alive was each to other. The outlaw, dire, took mortal hurt. A mighty wound showed on his shoulder, and sinews cracked, and the bone frame burst. To Beowulf now the glory was given, and Grendel thence, death-sick his den in the dark moor sought, noisome abode. He knew too well that here was the last of life and end of his days on earth. To all the Danes by that bloody battle the boon had come. From ravage had rescued the roving stranger Hrothgar's hall, the hardy and wise one had purged it anew, his night work pleased him, his deed and its honour. To eastern Danes had the valiant Keat his vaunt made good, all their sorrow and ills assuaged, their bale of battle borne so long, and all the dole they erst endured pain a plenty. 'Twas proof of this when the hardy in fight a hand laid down, arm and shoulder, all indeed of Grendel's grip, neath the gabled roof. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.